for the 12:15 news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for sunny skies with a high of 84. Tonight, clear with a low of 61. I'm Jeff Vaughn, reporting the news. 60-year-old Fairfield resident Jesse S. Robinson was sentenced to prison yesterday by Judge Michael Molt in Wayne County Circuit Court. He pleaded guilty last June to a Class 4 felony count of obstructing justice for an offense originally committed in May 2018. He was sentenced to 5 years in prison, plus 1 year mandatory supervised release. He was arrested in October 2019 on a warrant for the charge and given 114 days credit for time served. A separate case against him was dismissed per his plea, and Robinson was ordered to pay $120 in fines and court costs. More news next.
Beat the heat with cold AC. Contact Brian right now or HVAC in Bluford. They are Southern Illinois' Rood Heating and Cooling and Hydro Module Geothermal Expert. 0.00% financing. Call your local heating and cooling guy Brian right now or HVAC 214-2593.
Time now for everyone's favorite segment, Jokes from Kids of the Orthopedic Staff at Wabash General Hospital. Here's Tobias Fulop, the son of orthopedic surgeon Dr. Jokel Fulop.
I could tell you a joke about bones, but you might not find it humorous.
Folks, if you have any issues with your bones, it's no joking matter. Call Wabash General Hospital Orthopedics, 618-263-6400. Wabash General Hospital, people you know and their kids, helping people you love.
In other news, the Fairfield retail merchants are seeking help in hiding rocks and handing out prizes at the Rock Hunt this Saturday at Leo French Park. Anyone seeking more information should contact Marty Garner at 553-2448. The Rock Hunt is for children ages 3 through 12 and will begin at 3 p.m. Children will meet at the stage area by the lake, then go to designated areas to hunt painted rocks. All participants will receive a U.S. flag and a surprise gift, in addition to prizes for rocks found. The USDA says more than $1 billion in payments will be released in the next several weeks for ag producers with approved applications for the Quality Loss Adjustment Program and for those who have already received payments through the Wildfire Hurricane Indemnity Program Plus. The programs provide disaster assistance to producers who suffered losses to 2018 and 2019 natural disasters. Payments for QLA began yesterday, and applications were accepted from January 6th to April 9th. Producers who received their first WIP Plus payment can expect to receive their second in mid-June. The second round is anticipated to exceed $700 million, and a third round may be issued if sufficient funds become available. The USDA has also set a July 23rd deadline for ag producers and landowners to apply for the Conservation Reserve Program general sign-up. Applications for CRP grasslands will be accepted from July 12th to August 20th. General sign-up opened in January, and the FSA extended the original deadline to July 23rd to enable producers to consider changes to the program, including a one-time inflationary adjustment for payment rates and more flexibility on adjusting soil rental rates. Officials with the Illinois and Indiana New Harmony Bridge authorities are working to submit an application for a federal RAISE grant by July 12th. The grant could result in the reopening of the bridge. If approved, the funding would be used to rehabilitate the span. The bridge links White County, Illinois to Posey County, Indiana, and has been closed since 2012, when major structural deficiencies were found in an inspection. The two groups met in Carmi last week and announced several studies would be conducted, including for the beams, girders, and bridge columns, and environmental studies for mussels, fish, and bats. Officials also approved the installation of heavy-duty chains and locks on the White County side to prevent pedestrians from crossing the bridge. The chains are to be bolt-cutter-proof to prevent trespassers, some of whom had reportedly cut previous locks off the barricade blocking the bridge entrance and installed their own lock. The next meeting of the New Harmony Bridge Authority was set for September 14th. The 2021 Illinois Free Fishing Days celebration is this weekend, again coinciding with Father's Day weekend. From Friday to Monday evening, anglers can fish without purchasing a fishing license, salmon stamp, or inland trout stamp. The state says free fishing days help dads introduce their children to the outdoor adventure of fishing. Police have released updates for two incidents we reported yesterday. The Illinois State Police Division of Criminal Investigation Zone 8 says it's leading the investigation into the shooting Monday afternoon near Grayville that culminated in the manhunt and arrest of 27-year-old Ashton T. Harper in Lawrence County. The White County Sheriff's Department requested DCI Zone 8 assistance Monday afternoon, and the vehicle suspected to have been associated with the shooting was located by the Mount Carmel Police Department and Wabash County Sheriff's Department. Wabash County leads the investigation into the subsequent pursuit and associated criminal charges. Harper was taken to the Wabash County Jail Monday and held pending additional charges. The FBI and the Peru Police Department are seeking information on the location of 27-year-old Bobby A. Cross, believed to be of the Peoria area. He's wanted in connection to the reported kidnapping of a juvenile female Monday, and his current direction is unknown. Police say he has at least one violent conviction at a local level, so people should not approach him if he's seen. He has an outstanding warrant in LaSalle County for failure to appear in court on a battery charge. A photo can be found on our headlines page, and any tips should be directed to the Peru Police Department at 815-223-2151. Fairfield Memorial Hospital's Horizon Healthcare Clinics in Fairfield, Sisney, Grayville, and Carmi will offer school and sports physicals to the public until September 1st at no out-of-pocket expense. People can call 842-4617 to schedule appointments, and walk-ins are also welcome. Fairfield, Sisney, and Carmi clinics are open weekdays and accept walk-ins from 9 to 4:30. The Grayville Clinic is open Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays at the same times. People do not have to be a patient of Horizon to take advantage of the offer, and FMH will also provide the physicals at school registrations throughout Wayne, White, and Edwards counties. The Edwards County 4-H Food and Clothing Show was held Monday. In the food show, Best of Show designations were awarded to Hallie Shelton for Cooking 101, Davina Witt for Cooking 201, Cameron Trowbridge for Cooking 301, Addison Anderson for Cooking 401, Allison Williams for Food Preservation, and Haley Perry for Food Science 1. State Fair delegates will be Anderson, Shelton, Williams, Trowbridge, Perry, J.C. Beerster, and Lillian Baer. Alternates are Brooke Greathouse, Adeline McCaleb, Davina Witt, and Tori Thompson. In the clothing show, Hallie Shelton was awarded Best of Show and State Fair delegate in STEAM Clothing 1, and she won the Best Constructed Garment Trophy. Ava Anderson and Addison Anderson were named co-Best of Show and State Fair delegates in Shopping in Style. They also participated in Fashion Review, and Ava Anderson will receive the Fashion Review trophy. Charlie Aaron and Benita Thomason judged the food exhibits, and Barb Root judged the clothing. The Wayne County Health Department announced one new case of COVID-19 yesterday, bringing the county's total to 1,802. Six people were in isolation. The State Department of Public Health announced 226 new cases of COVID-19 and 13 additional deaths. Statewide totals sat at 1,387,986 cases and 23,083 deaths. The preliminary statewide case positivity rate for June 8th through the 14th was 0.8%. The southern region had a rate of 1.2% on the 12th, down from 1.3% on the 11th. Soybean planting is wrapping up in Illinois, as we hear in the latest statewide weekly crop report with Kim Howard.
In the latest crop report, ag statistician Mark Scheusener says 98% of soybean acres have been planted.
That compares to 93% 1 year ago and 87% normally. Soybean emergence reached 91%, well ahead of the five-year average of 75%. The condition of the crop was rated 5% very poor to poor, 32% fair, and 63% good to excellent. Corn emergence is now 98% finished, compared to 90% for the five-year average. And for the condition of the crop, 4% of corn acres are in very poor to poor condition, 28% are fair, and 68% of Illinois corn acres are in good to excellent condition. That is a decline from the previous week.
82% of the winter wheat crop is rated in good to excellent condition, and average statewide topsoil moisture dropped to 6% very short, 28% short, 56% adequate, and 10% surplus. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Negotiations on a comprehensive clean energy bill have stalled in the Illinois Senate, which adjourned yesterday without passing a bill as planned. The primary problem is the timeline for reducing carbon emissions and closing coal plants, specifically in Marissa and Springfield. Senator Bill Cunningham says two proposals are on the table.
Either one of them, if they become law, would make Illinois a leader in this country on decarbonization, arguably the leader in decarbonization. Either proposal would do that. I don't think the two parties are too far apart, but they are far apart right now. And unfortunately, because of that, the work of the working group has stalled.
Doug Brown, chief engineer at the Springfield plant, says his utility is expected to be part of a carbon capture project, but that could be put in danger of never coming if a bill forces the shutdown of the utility by 2035.
This pilot, large pilot test that we've just been awarded by the Department of Energy, it's basically a $67 million project for a large pilot test. $47 million come from the DOE, $20 million come from the state of Illinois, in fact. So that's going to prove that that technology works at a larger scale, but it's still small relative. It's not full scale. So the next step would be after they present the results, then that large pilot, that test that we're going to do will be finished in 2026, and then it'll probably take the next year to where they review and publish the results.
He says planned retirements of existing coal-fired units at Springfield will meet the Biden administration goal of reducing greenhouse gases by 2030 from 2005 levels. Illinois State Police are struggling to keep up with processing applications for FOID cards in a timely manner. Director Brendan Kelly says applications are way up in the past 10 years, but funding remains flat. He says whatever becomes of possible changes to the FOID system, lawmakers need to address fundamental issues surrounding it.
We need the legislature, the General Assembly, to be willing to enact some changes that will simplify this process, things like combining the FOID card and the CCL card, things like an electronic card so there's a quicker turnaround time, some of these other simplifications that people have been asking for years.
One system change up for debate this week addresses firearm revocation after a citizen has their FOID card revoked. The Illinois State Rifle Association is officially neutral on the change. Authorities say the death of 39-year-old Jameson Daniel Cody has been classified as a homicide. The official cause of death was restraint asphyxia in the setting of methamphetamine intoxication. Cody died on April 28th after he was restrained by Sangamon County Correctional Officers and shocked with tasers, per Sangamon County Coroner Jim Allman. He said an officer used his weight to apply pressure to Cody's back as he was on the floor. Local media reports indicate an officer conducting a normal cell check noticed blood on Cody's jail-issued clothing, prompting officers to enter his cell. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Do you have a check that needs deposited and don't want to make a trip to the bank? With free mobile deposit at People's National Bank, just snap a picture of the check with your smartphone and deposit it into your account anytime, from anywhere, all with PNB To Go mobile banking. Deposits are as easy as tap, snap, and deposit. Plus, it's free. Download the PNB To Go mobile banking app today to get started. People's National Bank, making it easy to bank from anywhere. Member FDIC. Wireless or service fees may apply.
Built on dedication, Graver Post Buildings has earned the trust of thousands throughout the heartland. A major leader in the post frame industry, you can turn to us for advice, best price, and most durable, long-lasting products and buildings in the country. Buildings for agriculture, commercial, residential, and even new roofs. We have the staff, crews, and supplies to handle your project. Turn to Graver Post, a tradition for over 45 years. Call us today at 800-264-5013. Visit us online at graverpost.com or drop by our showroom near Odin, Indiana.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 82. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 101 East Delaware Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 34,208, down 91 points. The NASDAQ is at 14,058, that is down 14. July crude oil is at $72.11, and that is just down 1 cent. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 87-year-old Fairfield resident Jack Williams died on Sunday. Jack Williams is survived by three grandchildren, two great-grandchildren, sisters June and Jeannie, and several nieces and nephews. Services with military honors for Jack Williams will be held at 2:30 on Friday at Maple Hill Cemetery. Nail's Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 64-year-old Stan Garner died on Sunday. Stan Garner is survived by children Josh, Trent, and Mary Ellen, and their mother Martha, four grandchildren, one great-grandchild, siblings Angie and Matt, and several nieces and nephews. Services for Stan Garner will be held at 1 o'clock tomorrow at Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 11 to service time, and burial will be in Maple Hill Cemetery. 83-year-old Wayne City resident Betty Sue Thomas died on Sunday. Betty Thomas is survived by children Peggy, Darlene, Eddie, Loretta, Craig, Joel, and Jeff, sisters Virginia and Louise, and many grandchildren, great-grandchildren, nieces, and nephews. No formal services for Betty Thomas will be held. Burial will be in Big Rock Cemetery. Nail's Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 74-year-old Albion resident James Albert Collier died on Monday. Jim Collier is survived by his wife Sherry, children Dean, Chris, and Anne, nine grandchildren, and eight great-grandchildren. Services for Jim Collier will be held this afternoon at 1 at the House of Prayer in Albion. Burial will be in Graceland Cemetery. Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
What if your surgeon could move his hands with the precision of a robot? What if his eyes could see with the power of a three-dimensional microscope? What if you could have surgery with less pain and a shorter recovery? With Asbury & Associates, you can. By using the Da Vinci robot, Dr. David Asbury has helped redefine the science of surgery.
When experience matters, call Dr. Asbury, the most experienced robotic surgeon in the Mount Vernon area. 618-244-4800.
I'm Jeremy Smith, and here's your Classic Hits WFIW 104.9 forecast. Today, calling for sunny skies, high near 84. Overnight tonight, mostly clear with a low around 61. Tomorrow, calling for sunny skies, high near 89 with a low of 70. A 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms on Friday, mostly sunny, high near 95 with a low around 71. And a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms continuing into Saturday, otherwise partly sunny. Saturday's high 88 with a low near 69.